Water Advisory Board meeting for February 2nd, 2026. We have the agenda in front of us. We have the general consent agenda, which covers the agenda for tonight and the meeting minutes. Any questions on them? And is there a motion to approve the consent agenda?
Make a motion that we approve the consent agenda as printed.
We have a motion by Andy and a second by Russ. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Now, the voting tonight will be Russell and Brent for the irrigation company and Mayor Simons and Andy for the city. Our first item review is review of Whistery Creek water requirements set 515 West and discussion of the water calculations. Mike, you want to lead out on that?
Yeah, thank you. And I think all of you were here last month. This was continued from last month, so I won't spend a lot of time on the background here. We'll have a little bit of new material we'll go over, but I'll try to keep it short. So we know the property up on Carey Lane. We've got the creek that runs through the property. You can see it there on the map. And this shows the floodplain. And I've got a more detailed floodplain map that we'll show in just a second here. This is the subdivision. You can see three of the lots have some floodplain in it. And another view of it there. Gonna jump forward. So this is the floodplain map right now, adopted by us. FEMA created this map using consultants. So Carey Lane's up here. The south end of the property's right down in this area here. And what we've got is, there's some different lines going on here. So this dotted area is the 500-year floodplain. We really don't regulate that at all. And then we've got blue lines. You can see there's kind of a blue line that goes through the middle like this, and then you can see these areas with the dots on the outside. And what it is this is the floodway. When there's a flood, the water going through this area is just flying. That's what's carrying everything down. And then this area here is water that, there's standing water, but it's really slow moving. So you have the floodway, and that's what FEMA is very concerned with. And then you have the floodplain, which is here for the 100-year flood, and this is the 500-year flood. And so, when we talked last month, we talked about the floodplain and we talked about the floodway. So this visually shows you the difference between those two. And what was decided in the motion is that there would be a calculation given to us that just calculated the floodway. So the number we're looking at is 0.6 acres for this property, and that's the floodway. The floodplain was like 0.77, if I remember correctly. It's a bit wider. Which, when I look at this, I'm not sure those numbers correlate, but that's another issue. This was the calculations we went through last month, and what it came out to, after we went through everything and we credited water that had already been turned over or had been existing from a dwelling, we ended up with a requirement of 6.4 acre feet. This did not subtract anything in the floodplain, floodway. That was calculated with the entire property. So with the new numbers, now I've added in floodway at 0.6 acres. And so this has basically been subtracted as area that would not be irrigated. So it does change the numbers as you go down. It drops it down to 4.6. So I'll flip back. 6.4 is what the recommendation was, and that went to City Council and got approved. 4.6 would be the change if we subtract the 0.6 acres for the floodway. Now, one thing I do want everybody to consider is for years we have required water for the floodway. So as you go down Huntley Woods, the homestead, which has just a long stretch of Snake Creek. I mean, this would equal acres is what would happen with this. Midway Village, Pine Canyon Paradise, which is off Pine Canyon Road, the Ray Farm, which is off of 500 South, Cousins off Streamtown, Mill Farm off of 970 South, Haven Farms over by State Route 113. All of those have turned in water for the floodway. And I remember us having a pretty good discussion with Haven Farms about that issue.
Have they been greater than 0.6?
Much greater. Well, much greater. This would be much bigger because that's a long stretch of Snake Creek. This would probably be about the same.
Which the Cousins wouldn't be that much. It's small.
Yeah, Cousins is pretty small. That's just the corner of that property. But
which one is the Mill
Ray Farm? Ray Farm would be quite a bit.
Yeah, Ray Farm. Which one is Mill Farm?
So Mill Farm is at the corner of 970 and 250 West. It's on the west side of the road. It's just north of Jay Price's property. So he did that four-lot subdivision. He has the creek running right through the middle of his property.
Okay, it's the old Huffaker property.
Yeah, old Huffaker property, exactly.
And Haven Farm is the old Price property.
Yeah. So my concern would be we have had all of these subdivisions, and this is the short list. There's probably more of them. If I went back in time, I could figure that out. They've all turned over water for that floodway. Now, can we give back water to any of these? We cannot. State code doesn't allow us to give back any water, but we would be setting a precedent for any future subdivision. And I would say the homestead, when they dedicated their water to us, their attorney gave us a letter saying they were doing it in protest because they didn't feel like we required the correct amount of water. And so that just kind of gives them another thing to work with if we change what we're doing now from what we've done in the past. And so that's just something to consider with this. But the question is, if we do want to subtract that 0.6, the new total would be 4.6. We'd have to take this recommendation, if there is a new recommendation to City Council, for them to actually change the required water. So they would make the final call on this.
So what you're saying is there's no precedent to make this exception based on what we've done in the past?
Correct. In my time here, we've never done it differently. Floodway has always been included in the water calculation.
The only thing I would say is I just have a hard time wrapping my mind around watering water, right? Well, the creek running through.
But a lot of people water it right up to the water's edge as it dries up. And especially down like Cousins and Mill Farm, we divert a lot of water out of that creek before then, so they. It's dry part of the year.
Yeah. The floodway too, this is during the flood. Most of the time, a lot of that floodway area is dry. The creek is smaller than the floodway. I mean, the floodway is full of water when there's a flood. Other than that, sometimes it's a trickle and it's a lot smaller than that. So. Yeah, do you have any questions for me on this? 4.6 acre feet, that is less than 6.4. That might come down to a quarter of a share difference, but it's pretty close.
So shares 3 acre feet?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So about a half a share. Is that right?
Questions?
Yeah, it's close to half.
Questions?
What's your recommendation, Michael?
So my recommendation, and I've worked with Jeremy on a number of projects. I'm sure we'll have more. This is definitely nothing about Whispering Creek. It's more about how the city looks at things. And we've done one thing for a long time, and I'm worried that we'd set a new precedent, and some of the previous ones might come back on us, like the homestead, if we do something different. So that's my concern. I'm worried about what would happen to us as a community if we changed. So
I think we've already set the precedent with all them new subdivisions. We've all got to be consistent.
Yeah. What if it was a smaller number, like you're saying? Floodway versus actual water. The actual creek. Because I think we can probably figure out for some aerial maps if that changes your guys' opinion, if it was a smaller number. What I'm trying to do is create some lots for my children. We're going to do one spec house and sell one of, and well, do you guys know Greg Trimble?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So Greg's father, Jim, is going to buy a lot. Like, we're only selling just enough. As you guys know, this is tremendously expensive to try to do something for your family going down the road.
Yeah.
This is not a business venture for us.
we sell just enough as the economics behind it just so I can afford it for our kids. Like, that's what we're after. And I'm just struggling to find water out there. Oh, I thought we had enough, obviously. And, you know, I've spoken with John Money. I appreciate the referral. Yeah. Michael had a referral. You guys remember John Money? He's got those 7 lots off of Pine Canyon.
Well, he don't have any excess water, does he?
He bought 3 extra shares, and he only needed 1, but somebody would only sell 3. So he had 2 he needs to sell.
So I'm trying to work with them. Been working with them for like 4 weeks, 3 weeks now, ever since the referral. I'm just struggling.
He won't sell a fraction. He wants to sell the whole thing.
Well, I don't know what the deal is between John and you. I've never involved in that.
John, right.
He's got 2 extra shares.
That's right. So I've offered to buy all of them. I've offered to buy just what I need. And they're thinking it over. The price has already gone up 30%. And that's just the market. That's okay. I understand that. Just struggling. So then my other request, my other ask is, hey, now the whole world of Midway knows I'm looking for that last little bit, right? So at some point, I'm going to get that call. So what I'm asking is, hey, can the water board lease me some? I'm going to still, with all due diligence, try to find
them. We don't have any water to lease.
But I would then reimburse with water share and a bump.
And I think that sets a different precedent.
Okay.
In my mind, that I appreciate what you're trying to do, but in order to be consistent as a city, I don't know a way to accomplish that without bringing that extra.
Thank you.
Is the amount of water is based on the entire subdivision, right? He can't just start building 2 homes and have an acre foot.
That's correct. This subdivision is small enough he can't phase it, and so the whole thing would have to be turned over. Yeah.
That may be my only.
What does it take to phase it?
Yeah, basically we went through a time where we had developers trying to almost do 1 lot at a time, and it became very time consuming for us to go through Planning Commission, City Council. And so, I mean, even one of those is kind of like the Killowin subdivision. We ended up with 3 phases over there, and there's not very many lots. And so what the city did is we said, basically, you've got to have, I think it says in the code, 10 lots, and you can do 5 acres or 5 lots per phase. And so that way we don't end up with just a ton of plats in every subdivision, because developers will try not to record all the lots because they want to save on the taxes and that type of thing. Because once it records, they have to pay taxes on every lot. So there's a whole history on why we don't allow them to be broken down too small on these subdivisions. So I'd have to look at the code, but I don't think this one's big enough that you could actually do 2 phases. I don't know what's going on with this TV here, but we're having issues.
Nope, so. It came back.
Is it back?
Yeah.
Okay. Don't breathe, anybody. So.
Remember, we're told.
I hate to continue this again, but do we want to just give 1 more step to see if there's a different way to phase this? Because that, again, that would be, in my mind, the only way that I would be comfortable. I don't think we can waive the amount of water required, but if you could start with a home or 2 homes.
Yeah. We'd really have to go back and do a master plan then to break it into 2 phases, and it would take quite a few meetings to do that. We'd have to go to Planning Commission, City Council, and then go through the preliminary and final on each phase. So that would be taken, I mean, time-wise, it would really take a step backwards if we broke it down, if we could even break it down. So.
Do you know anybody else selling water, Steve?
No, I don't.
Well, and that becomes the challenge, right? The board policy is you know, I can't get any names and numbers, right? Is that still the policy?
No. Mike has a list. Michael.
He won't provide said list as of right now.
Well, you want a list of all the talk. He'll provide a list of those that's got water for sale.
Oh, yeah.
That's all we'll present, is those that contacted him and said, I got water for sale.
Right. That makes it obviously impossible without, so that's too strong. I know enough farmers and local guys, obviously have been here a long time, so I'll continue to shake the tree, so to speak. Looking at you, Russ K. Sorry. but just, you know, yeah, I mean, if you guys obviously hear of anybody, what I'd be willing to do is buy what I need, and then when they become available, I would sell back the share and just be able to keep an extra 10 or whatever thousand to kind of make it worth their time to give it up temporarily. I think something's going to come up, but it's just a matter of, I want to get recorded so Greg's dad, Jim, can build his house while Greg goes on his mission and, you know, that sort of thing. So just trying to get going. I'm still trying to convince Laren to do that for me. He's hesitant.
Good luck.
Laren only owns, may not own any shares. Two, maybe. Because he turned everything in on that subdivision on Pine Canyon Road, right?
I don't know that.
Let's see, which one is that? The
Scotchfields?
Just up from 200 north on Pine Canyon.
Yeah.
He never got his water back on that one.
No, I don't think so. No. Nobody gets
her water. I think he only has a share and a half or up there by his house.
Hmm.
Everything else is gone.
Yeah, I don't know exactly what he's got. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do those shares become appurtenant to the property?
So
no, they don't. But when the city takes them, they become appurtenant.
Yeah.
But a person can separate it from his property.
Well,
if there's no approval, no development approval.
Yeah.
If there's a development approval, he can't be separated.
Yeah, the Atwoods, you know, that's the property that we got. And there was an extra share. At the time, I already knew I had, you know, two at the time. I thought that was going to be plenty. And so there's that one last Atwood share that Paul's sister owned. Did you ever know Paul? You probably knew his dad. Paul Atwood.
Yeah, I knew Paul.
Paul. Yeah. Anyway, Paul's sister had one.
Well, who is Woody Atwood? Is that
his dad?
Okay,
his father.
That's who I knew.
Yeah, because you were running your cattle through there, right? So.
We was running cattle up there, 1962, when Emil Wilson owned it, the whole piece.
Mm. That was my time. I was 1 year old.
I remember that.
Steve, you got some experience behind you, sir. So anyway, I'm not sure what happened to that share. I asked Mike about it, and he kind of did some research and said it got sold to somebody because she's since passed away. But anyway, I'll continue working on it.
Okay, let's entertain a motion to pass this on to the city council with the recommendation.
Do we need to do anything since the council's already approved it?
So the council's approved the 6.4. If you make a recommendation to go to 4.6, then we take that recommendation to them. Even if you say our recommendation is not to change, you know, it'd be up to Jeremy to see if he wants to go on to the next step or not with the city council.
If I can't get a yes from this board, there's no reason to waste anyone's time.
To be consistent, we ought to stay with what we got.
So do we need to make a new motion then?
Just that we recommend no change.
I make that motion that we recommend no change.
Andy makes a motion of no change. We have a second.
I'll second it.
Second by Brent. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Okay, next item on the agenda is old or new business. Jennifer, you got anything that?
I've got nothing. No business.
Have we got anything coming up in the future that we? On the planning side of it.
Can you think of anything that would be coming?
Yeah, there's really nothing right now that's coming this direction. I could get an application tomorrow, but there's nothing right now. So. We did have to adjust the site plan on that on the Steak Center down on Mitchie Lane. It didn't change, I mean, just a tiny fraction, which I recalculated, so
Did they ever bring the additional water calculations?
So all we've got right now is the stake center here in town. And you know, again, that number is a lot lower than what our recommendation was of 0.8 for the culinary connection. So they would like to have it reduced, that's for sure, but 0.8 is pretty standard
for them
for
to provide that information.
Yeah, yeah. So we'll see if they provide us something, but 0.8 definitely covers what that church is going to need. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did they give you a time frame on when they're going to start that church?
So I finished the staff report today. It'll go. The church will go before the planning commission a week from tomorrow, and then it'll go to city council probably March 3rd. They want to start. It sounds like they're going to free up some money to start it early, like this year. And so we'll see. they'd like to start it earlier.
So is it going to be just the church, and then the rest is going to be, is it going to be two parcels?
So they've mentioned they're going to hand in a subdivision application and subdivide off the back. Oh, I want to say it's roughly 13 acres. It looks like it's one piece of property, so I don't know, it sounds like the school district might be the, I don't know for sure. It sounds like they might be the ones trying to buy it. So we'll see.
For a school?
I would assume so.
Yeah.
Or a conservation.
I'm saying too much on the recording, that's all I mean.
Okay. Sorry.
Yeah.
Because that, the whites are doing it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It would make a lot of sense if we could pick up that the rest of that property and put it in the conservation easement with the whites and make a nice open corridor right there. So, yeah.
And they're going to have to do... They're going to have to cut through those medians?
They are. Yeah, they're going to remove the medians and create two turn lanes going into the new access points into the church. So that'll be on their dime to do that. Yep.
The driveway's on the west side, right?
So
it's on the east side, next to the Stuttards.
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought it was on the other side.
They have gone back and forth. And we don't have a set spot. Obviously, we don't have anything with the road plan now, so they kind of get to choose. But that's the thought, is it would go up that that west side, that driveway. It's not a road, it's a driveway. Yeah.
So where you're looking at.
Mm-hmm.
I think I said west side, east side is what I meant next to study.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, we have no other business. Our next meeting will be... the first Monday in March, if there's a need to have it. And with that, we'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Motion by Andy. Do we have a second?
Second.
By Russell. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.